I'd like to call to order our August 24th meeting of the Board of Education. Please stand as our Wildcat Company presents the colors and join me in the pledge. Attention, salute.
Pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let's put in a learning place for everybody and be our best.
You may be seated. Okay, I'd like to call Dr. Bowles to the microphone to introduce our very, very special guests.
Move this down just a little bit. All right. Good morning. Good afternoon. We just want to say thank you so much for having us today. We have our incredible first graders here from Glenwood who have a real treat here for you today. As many of you know, we've started our house system at Glenwood, which really is a continuation of a study that we've been doing for the past 2 years on belonging and cohesiveness. And this is just one example of some of the work we've already done in a few short 4 weeks. So we are proud to present this incredible group of first graders with Ms. Sarah Blank here at the helm.
Thank you. is With One Heart, our students would like to perform their house chants for you really quickly. And if anyone else knows the chants, feel free to join along. Implacabilis, ready?
5, 6, 7, 8.
We're Implacabilis, relentless in our quest to be the very best. If you don't believe us, just let us do the test. Woo!
We're determinatus, determined to overcome. Driven by our purpose, our potential's just begun. Oh!
What a very enthusiastic group. We're so excited to have you here. So up there at that camera, there's millions of people watching. So what I'm going to have you do is I'll hold out the microphone and you can slowly say your name so all of those people can know who it is that's performing for us. You guys ready? Oh, first, let's give them one last round of applause. Okay, you're first.
Miles. Hayden. Rowan. Cody. Porter. Jackson. Elsie McLemore. Honor. Lucas. Archer. Jade. Annie Garner. Violet Scudder. Mateo. Mikey. Sadie Kraft. Blakelyn. Sylvia Lewis Bay. Phineas Moore. Joanna. Brooke Cavillion. Charles Love. Kinley Maitland. Liam Dye. Melanie. Everly. Alan Crandall. Mia. Andrea, Kaylin, Cannon.
All right, let's give them one last round. You guys are welcome to stay, but you are fine to leave us also. Thank you. Okay, wow. One might get their feelings hurt, but we're going to go. Okay, next on our agenda is the approval of the agenda. I will entertain a motion.
Second.
Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. Webb. Any additions or corrections? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, next on our agenda is the special reports and presentations section. I'd like to call Mr. Mike Taylor, the Executive Director of the Oak Ridge Public Schools Education Foundation, to come up and introduce Pat and James Wilson and talk about their Fund for Excellence that they have started. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Chair McLean, Superintendent Borchers, members of the board, and guests, I am pleased to introduce Patricia and James Wilson, who recently established an endowed fund for the benefit of students and staff at Willowbrook Elementary School. The Patricia Ann and James Frank Wilson Willowbrook Fund School for Willowbrook School Fund for Excellence is a very special addition to the Oak Ridge Public Schools Education Foundation. While this is not the foundation's first endowed fund, it is our first endowed fund established specifically to benefit an individual school. And for Pat, this was especially personal, as she was an educator at Willowbrook for 13 years, where she had the opportunity to work under Principal Herbert Dodd. I recently had the privilege of visiting Willowbrook with Pat and James. It was wonderful to walk through the school and to hear Pat share stories and memories from her years there in the classroom. Throughout our visit, you could see just how much Willowbrook continues to mean to both of them. That personal connection makes their decision to establish this fund even more meaningful. They are taking a place that has been an important part of Pat's life and creating a permanent resource that will benefit the students and educators who are part of Willowbrook today and for those who will be there for generations to come. Through their generosity, the fund will provide additional flexible resources, enhancing learning opportunities for students, supporting innovative teaching and creative projects, and enriching the educational experiences available for everyone at Willowbrook. This fund also represents something at the heart of the foundation's work, connecting people who care deeply about Oak Ridge schools with opportunities to make a meaningful and lasting difference. Pat and James, on behalf of the Oak Ridge Public Schools Education Foundation, I want you to know how grateful we are for your generosity and your commitment to our students and educators. The foundation simply could not do the work that we do without the incredible support of people like you. Our community has a remarkable tradition of investing in education, and this fund is another wonderful example of that commitment. We're especially grateful that Pat and James chose to make this investment in a way that will endure by creating a permanent endowed fund. Their names will forever be associated with opportunities for students and educators at Willowbrook, and that is a wonderful legacy. Pat and James, thank you for your generosity and your commitment to Willowbrook and to Oak Ridge Schools. We hope your generosity will also inspire others to consider establishing endowed funds for other Oak Ridge schools, creating a lasting source of support. Your gift is a wonderful reflection of the difference individuals can make when they invest in our schools and students, and tonight we are honored to recognize you both and are deeply grateful for the legacy you are creating at Willowbrook and in Oak Ridge Schools. Thank you, and I'd like to invite Pat and James to come up. I know you had a few things that you wanted to say, and then we'll have a photo. So please give them a round of thank you.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you.
I am so glad to see this. I would not have found a seat without this tonight. Now I know why the parking lot was so full and we had a hard time finding a place to sit. I got another one of these not too long ago when Julie Dodd was honoring her father and mother, Herbert and Velma Dodd, and I saved it. And now I have two. These come in handy. I can put this in different places and reserve my seat. Now, because I have two, I can be in two places at once. So I'm glad to have that. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. On a Sunday evening in August, late August of 1966, James and I flew in from our honeymoon, and we went to our very needy flat top on the top of Johnson Road. And it was the ideal location for us because I could walk to school and I could walk home from school, and we only had one car. I was hired by Herbert Dodd when he came on a recruiting trip to Murray State University. At that time, it was Murray College. And he interviewed me, and I only went to the interview because I was to be hired by the Knoxville City Schools. And somebody called me out of class and said, you really need to come and see these people. They are very close to Knoxville. Oak Ridge is close by. And my thought was, I can get out of class and I can practice my interview skills. That's the only reason I went. But Herbert was such a convincing person and so personable. And he hired me. We came here. And he hired me as a third grade teacher. And that was great for me because I had student taught in third grade. So I was set. I was so pumped about starting school third grade until Herbert came to me and said, you know, we really need a first grade teacher more than we need a third grade teacher. How about you just do first grade instead? Which is how I got into Willowbrook's first grade program. And there were other teachers that were helping me. I needed that help. It was nurturing. It still is at Willowbrook. I can see that after having visited. I want to mention a few names, Stella Doyle and Lucille Stevens Brown, who took me under their wings and showed me the ropes. There were others too. Sue Elkins. And she was a good friend of ours, and Lana Sievers, who later became Commissioner of Education. But at the time, she was a speech pathologist. And Lana and I were self-appointed social directors. So we could take a staff meeting or just any kind of in-service meeting and turn it into a party. And we were good at it, and we loved it. So that was our theme song. While I was at Willowbrook, I mostly taught in first grade, but I also taught a year in fourth grade. And you're not going to believe this, I also had a split second, fourth, sixth 1 year, which was never done again, I don't think. Never. So my very last year was the 78-79 year. And I really hadn't planned on coming back, but we were building a house in Briarcliff. And Mr. Dodd called me a week after school had started. And he said, Would you like to have your classroom back? If you come back in first grade, you can have your room, you can have your filing cabinet, you can just take over. And since we were building this house, I had these cabinets that I really, really wanted. And that's why I said yes. I got to buy those cabinets, and I got to spend a wonderful year at Willowbrook, another wonderful year at Willowbrook. Let's see. We recently were able to go back to Willowbrook for a visit, and the students were so enthusiastic. It was so great to see that creativity and enthusiasm and liveliness is still at Willowbrook. And I was amazed at the teachers and their commitment. And we were given a lovely gift, a basket full of Willowbrook things that I treasure. One especially was a quilt that, actually, it's an afghan. It's a crocheted afghan of the American flag, which I will treasure forever. It is huge. It's so big that both of us can wrap ourselves up in it. So it's great. So I think if you notice the date that I first mentioned when I got up here, it was 1966, which means that we're celebrating a 60th wedding anniversary. And it's just absolutely wonderful to be able to, at this stage in our lives, give back to the community and give back to Willowbrook, which will always have a wonderful, dear place in my heart.
Well, thank you, Mac, and thank you for the foundation, and thank you, school board. I don't know where to start, but I'll start today. Because, as Pat said, we just celebrated our 60th wedding anniversary, and we're about a week past it, which is about the day we came back from the honeymoon, and she went to the school the next day. It is Tuesday. Oh, no, it's Monday. Anyway, so it's been 60 years, and I'm the school spouse, and Willowbrook became our first friends, lifelong friends, forever friends, great staff. They had a janitor, Mr. Wattenbarger, who would catch crappie for us, and we'd have fish dinners there. Mr. Worthington, not Wattenbarger, no senior. And so that was a lot of fun. But our children are the future of the nation. They need to be raised strong and in mind, body, and spirit. The people that do that are their parents, their churches, and their schools. And we look forward to the education of future generations of our students by Willowbrook and by the Oak Ridge School System. And we thank you for doing that work. We appreciate you. We're grateful that you're doing that. And we would hope someday that we would not be the first one to do this thing, but someone else will do it again. Thank you.
Okay. That's great. There's a little in there. There we go. One, two, three. Great. Thank you.
Someone asked me one time, why did you want to be on the school board in Oak Ridge and continue to do it? And I said, because our community loves education, and it makes our job so much easier to have the support of our community. So special thanks to the Wilsons. All right. Next, we have good news. First is Ms. Craven.
All right. I get to kick off the year with the good news from Willowbrook. The Willowbrook staff had a fantastic time at the Smokies baseball game on July 29th. A special thank you to our PTO for organizing this wonderful opportunity for staff to relax, connect, and enjoy time together. Two Willowbrook teachers will lead students on hikes throughout the school year as part of the Innovation Explorers program. Students will explore the outdoors while making meaningful connections to science standards through hands-on learning experiences. We're excited to provide this unique learning opportunity for our students. As we kick off the school year, several Willowbrook events saw strong attendance. From Meet the Teacher to Kindergarten Open House, it's been exciting to see so many students and families engaged and represented in our school community.
Okay, Ms. Crank.
I have good news from Woodland Elementary. They have been awarded the Tennessee Lottery for Education After School Programs grant. The grant will support engaging before and after school opportunities for nearly 90 students participating in 13 programs, including art, library, Spanish, tutoring, origami, and fitness. We look forward to the learning, creativity, and enrichment these programs will provide throughout the year.
All right, Dr. Hartman.
Thank you. I have news from Robertsville. Dr. Julie Kinder McMillan, an 8th grade social studies teacher, represented Tennessee at two prestigious summer teaching institutes, the Bob and Marion Wilson Teacher Institute at Colonial Williamsburg and the George Washington Teacher Institute at Mount Vernon. Acceptance into these highly competitive programs includes a fully funded scholarship. More than 200 fifth grade students, along with new 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students, were inducted into the RMS House System. The House System promotes community, character, leadership, and school spirit while helping students build connections across grade levels.
All right, Ms. Webb.
We have good news from Oak Ridge High School. 13 Oak Ridge High School FCCLA students, led by Advisor Beth Sparks, competed at the FCCLA National Leadership Conference in Washington. They earned an impressive national recognition. Students received one top five national finish, 3 gold medals, 2 bronze medals, and 7 silver medals in the competitive events.
And that's just some of the good news happening here. All right. Next, we will have the public forum. Get my statement out. Good evening, and thank you to everyone in attendance at tonight's board meeting. We have reached the public forum portion of tonight's agenda, which is designed to allow anyone in attendance to address a topic that is not included on the agenda. If you would like to address the board, please raise your hand to be recognized before coming to the podium. Once at the podium, we ask that you sign in, including your email, and state your name and home address for the board. All comments must be made from the podium and into the microphone so they can be properly recorded and broadcast to our community members that are not in attendance. Each person who chooses to address the board during the public forum will be given 3 minutes to fully convey their message. The board may choose to respond, or perhaps more likely, we may choose to gather additional information from Oak Ridge School staff members and respond to your comments later and in more detail. If you are here to address the board regarding a topic on tonight's agenda, please raise your hand when that topic is presented. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board in the public forum? Yes, please come forward.
Good afternoon. I'm Vanessa Spratlin. And I bring you good news. We are getting ready to do the groundbreaking for the Scarborough 85 Monument on September 3rd at 10 to 11. So, Dr. Porter, I hope you all, you know, the school board can be there. We still got to raise, you know, because we got to get it out in the world that Oak Ridge did amazing things. But I hope you all can be there. But it is from 10 to 11 at the old Bissell Park. The old Freedom Bell near AK Bissell Park. So that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to address the board? Okay, hearing none, we will move on. Next, we have the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Craven, seconded by Ms. Webb. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. I will just remind you that we have several trips that we are approving, including a Wilderness Connection field trip to Oneida, Tennessee. This is where four of our Jefferson teachers take our kids backpacking and camping. I will say they've been doing this for several years, and this is a great opportunity for kids who have never been camping before. This gives them a good opportunity to be in the wilderness. Also, we have band and cross country and choir and baseball. All of these different groups are traveling, and we are so grateful to our staff who helped make this happen. Okay, next on our agenda is our items for action. The first is the preschool development grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chair, I recommend approval of the FY27 preschool development grant in the amount of $7,500.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Crank. Dr. Borchers.
This is a carryover for this grant, and it needs to be spent out by September 29th.
Per the superintendent's, any comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we have item B, the preschool voluntary pre-K grant. Dr. Borchers.
Ms. Chair, I recommend approval of the FY27 preschool voluntary pre-K grant in the amount of $466,933.42.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. Craven. Dr. Borchers.
This is something we do every year. This grant provides funding for 5 pre-K classrooms to provide services for 100 4-year-old students. Due to changes at the state level, districts were required to submit responses to 5 questions in E-Plan back in January of 26. At that time, there was no amount to be budgeted available in E-Plan when the board approved this grant proposal. We now know that amount and that budget and required supporting documents will be entered into E-Plan for the state's approval once approved this evening.
Any comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, next is item C, the FY27 Lottery for Education After School Programs. Dr. Borchers.
Ms. Chair, I recommend approval of the FY27 Lottery for Education After School Programs, otherwise known as the LEAPS grant, in the amount of $260,000, supporting before and after school programming at Linden and Woodland Elementary Schools.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Crank. Dr. Borchers.
Just excited to have this program back again. The funding from this grant is used to cover the cost of salaries, benefits, transportation, and materials to support the after-school programming.
Any comments or questions? This is so exciting that we have this back. Okay, hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, next is item D, the FY27 21st Century Community Learning Center grant. Dr. Borchardt.
Mr. Chair, I recommend approval of the FY27 21st Century Community Learning Center grant in the amount of $118,750, supporting before and after school programming at Glenwood Elementary and Willowbrook Elementary.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Craven, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchardt.
This grant is divided between Glenwood and Willowbrook. The funding is used to cover the cost of salaries, benefits, and materials. In addition, this year's grant includes bonus funds in the amount of $40,000. These funds were awarded as a result of exceeding the grant participation goals in the 25-26 school year.
Any comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next on the agenda is the FY27-28 Transition School to Work Grant. Dr. Borchardt.
Mr. Chair, I recommend approval of the FY27-28 Transitional School to Work Grant Extension in the amount of $345,168.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchardt.
The Department of Student Services is very excited about this two-year renewal of this grant. The total was, like I said, $345,168. These competitive grant funds will be used to pay for three full-time employees to support our continued efforts of having students with disabilities learn job skills, both in the classroom and especially in the community. The award letter and budget overview for both years are attached.
Any comments or questions? I will say it makes me feel so good to see our students out in the community working and getting that good experience, and how proud their parents must be of them.
Sure.
I'm glad we were able to provide this. Okay, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, next, emergency replacement of Woodland Elementary intercom system. Dr. Borchardt.
Mr. Chair, I recommend approval of the emergency replacement of Woodland Elementary's intercom system by Commercial Building Systems in the amount of $44,900.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. Craven. Dr. Borchardt.
On the afternoon of August 17th, a significant storm moved through the city of Oak Ridge, and Woodland Elementary School sustained damage from a lightning strike that affected multiple building systems. The school's intercom system was damaged beyond repair and must be replaced immediately to support safety, security, and building-wide announcements. The proposed contract is with the vendor selected through the district's previous intercom installation bid process. Using this vendor will maintain consistency with existing district equipment and support timely replacement of the damaged system. An insurance claim will be filed to cover this expense and other storm-related damages.
Any comments or questions? I'm glad we have insurance.
Yes.
Okay, hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, next is a purchase of Snap-on toolkits. Dr. Borchardt.
Ms. Chair, I recommend approval of the purchase of Snap-on toolkits in the amount of $66,836.15 for automotive and aviation using funds from the Carl Perkins Reserve and Tennessee Department of Transportation Aviation Grants.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Crank. Dr. Borchardt.
The Snap-on Electrical Intro Certification Kit, the TPMS-4 Certification Kit, and the Safety Cable Certification Kit provide students with hands-on experience using the same tools, procedures, and industry-recognized certifications found in professional automotive and aviation workplaces. Together, these kits help students develop technical competence, improve workplace readiness, and earn stackable credentials recognized by employers through the National Coalition of Certification Centers.
Any comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, our final item for action is Oak Ridge High School New Club Rock Musicians of Oak Ridge High School. Dr. Borchert.
Ms. Chair, I recommend approval of the ORHS New Club Rock Musicians of Oak Ridge High School.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. Craven. Dr. Borchert.
The purpose of the club is to provide students with opportunities to develop their musical abilities through collaboration, practice, and instruction. Members will improve their instrumental and vocal skills, learn the fundamentals of music recording and production, collaborate on original music, and connect with other student musicians who share an interest in rock, metal, and/or punk music. The club will promote creativity, teamwork, and musicianship in a positive and inclusive environment.
Any comments or questions from the board? Okay, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, next we'll move on to items for information. Ms. Webb, is there anything on the legislative update that we need to know about? Okay. Not currently. Okay, this is good. All right, next is the financial report. Ms. Van Dyke, anything exciting for us?
No, we did get our financials for June finalized for the auditors. They've been on site last week and this week. So we're just moving along with the audit like we do every year this time.
Okay, next is items for discussion. Any old business or new business? Oh, Ms. Laurendine, were you going to do just a little report on
Yes, on attendance. Yes, ma'am. Yes, we did not have any attendance numbers or enrollment numbers from Jennifer Henderson today because the reporting period ends today. So what I did was just pulled the entity counts as of today for each of the schools. And again, we're as the monthly or the weekly enrollment information that I send to everyone, we're 101 students above where we were at the last day of school in June of 2026. So 101.
This positive. Is good.
Yes.
Yeah. Dr. Borchert, do you have anything for us?
No, we're moving right along here. This is hard to believe. It's week five, so it's amazing what's happening. But we're far down the path here.
Okay. Communications. The board will be back in this room on Wednesday for a team building event. Then on September 4th. Melissa will be sending out the Board of Education self-eval, and we will have till September 14th to complete that. On September 10th, the board will be visiting Woodland. Then on September 15th is our TSBA Fall District meeting at Union County High School. And then we'll be back here on the 21st. The board should have gotten an email today that detailed out the tailgate event that is happening before every home football game. So exciting times going on here. Okay, thank you to Melissa and Dave and Scott. We are adjourned.